Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Many farmers may not be aware of some new reporting requirements from the Department of Homeland Security. USDA's Gary Crawford has this report.
The concerns about farm fertilizers being used by terrorists first surfaced in 1995 when it was learned that the Oklahoma City bombing was basically caused by ammonium nitrate fertilizer converted to an explosive. And of course, there were even more concerns after 9/11. And so because of that, many farmers who have just the usual operational amounts of certain fertilizers, pesticides, and chemicals on their farms are going to have to report that. And the list of what Homeland Security calls compounds of concern includes ammonium nitrate, anhydrous ammonia, potassium, and sodium nitrate, several common fumigants and insecticides, and even propane. Greg Schwab is University of Kentucky Extension Soils Specialist, and he told us,
if farmers store more than a threshold level of these chemicals, they're going to have to register with the Department of Homeland Security, and then they may be subjected to additional security measures after the department determines their risk level.
And as far as these thresholds that would require you to register, Greg says,
unfortunately, they're actually relatively low. So they're approaching it from a security standpoint. And so, for example, ammonium nitrate, anything more than 2,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate is regulated. For anhydrous ammonia, that level is 10,000 pounds. So basically, especially anhydrous, that means about two or three nurse tanks full.
So you've got to register by January 21st or within 60 days of taking delivery of those chemicals on your farm. And he says Homeland Security is serious about this. They are authorized to fine people who don't comply and report up to $25,000 a day. Again, you have to register by January 21st or within 60 days of taking delivery of those chemicals. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Pretty big penalty for not complying. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.